Chapter 5. The Swallow. Suddenly, Thumbelina heard a noise. It was the bird's heart. He was not really dead, only very cold. The warmth had returned him to life. Thumbelina took courage. She wrapped the swallow carefully in the blanket. The next night, she saw the swallow again. He opened his eyes.
"Thank you, kind girl," said the swallow. "I have been so nicely warmed that I shall soon get my strength back and fly again."
Thumbelina said,
"It's cold out now. Stay in your warm bed. I'll take care of you."
The swallow told her that he had wounded one of his wings in a bush and could not fly. He had fallen to the earth and could remember nothing more. All winter, the swallow stayed underground. Thumbelina nursed him with care and love. She did not tell the mole or the field mouse anything about it, for they did not like swallows. Soon spring came. Thumbelina opened the hole in the ceiling so the swallow could fly away. The swallow asked her if she would go with him. But she knew it would make the field mouse sad if she left her in that manner, so she said,
"No, I cannot."
"Farewell then, kind girl," said the swallow.
He flew out into the warm sunshine.